Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. Well, hey there. Google AdWords is now called Google Ads, which is essentially just undergone a rebranding, changing the name from AdWords to Ads. That being said, Google's paid ad platforms consistently evolve. So if you haven't used AdWords in a while, or you're new to it, then this episode, I want to share some high-level ideas for using Google Ads to promote your blog. Google Ads offering includes many different products, a lot of which I'm not going to mention, but at its core offering, there is the ability to buy ads within the search index. So I'm sure you've all seen them. You search for something and then the first three or four results are ads. They are marked with a little green indicator saying it's an ad. And that's sort of what I'm going to focus on in this particular episode. But the AdWords platform actually expands well beyond just the search ads, including display ads that show on websites that use the Google AdSense tool. So, for example, on other blogs, if you wanted to show like a visual ad or display ad, that uses the AdSense, as well as you can purchase ads or you can set up ad campaigns on other Google platforms such as YouTube and Gmail. In this episode, I'm going to focus on the Google search ads and how they help you drive conversions on your blog. Now, before we dive into how you can use these advertising products, I want to first stress that before you begin promoting your blog on platforms like Google Ads or Facebook Ads or any paid advertising for that matter, it's a good idea to have some type of strategy for building a return on your investment. And in episode 6, I talk about building your PVI strategy, your product visibility influence strategy. And again, in episode number 17 with Matt Collier, we talked about how he sort of monetizes his blogging efforts. I highly recommend you take a listen to those. And if not, head on over to theblogyouwant.com and hit me up and I'd be happy to sit down with you to come up with some ideas for how you can build a product, a PVI strategy for your blog. Now, the most important reason why I think you should have a PVI strategy, and P stands for product, is that ultimately, if you're going to invest time, money, and resources into building paid ad campaigns, then it's really good to have something on the back end that you are going to sell, meaning users are going to pay you for something, for a product. And that could be an online course, that could be a book, that could be a workshop, that could be a physical product that you actually mail to them. It's good to have some type of product that they are paying for, because when you're spending money on ads, you don't want to just blindly spend money on ads. It's just not going to really be sustainable to your business or to your sort of ecosystem. Now, for a lot of us, when we blog, our goal, our product is to build community or to build users, which is a fantastic and a solid reason to want to blog. You're building authority, you're building influence among a set of users. And that potentially is your product, is the community that is the byproduct of your blog. But think about how you could build a physical product or some type of digital product or course or something that people can buy into, because that will make it easier for you to ramp up your paid advertising efforts. Because, for example, if you spend $2 on ads and then you get $20 in a product sale, then obviously you can then take more of that money into buying more ads, which will help you build your strategy faster and help you reach more people, making the time investment and the money investment that you spend in building your blog and the ads around it much easier to swallow. Now, I want to try to simplify this for a second and help you visualize a digital marketing strategy. Because ultimately, we're talking about Google Ads, which is very much part of the digital marketing space. So First, we have a blog. And your blog is where your readers will consume your content. And if everything goes right, hopefully they'll learn a little bit about you and maybe even leave a comment or become a subscriber to your newsletter. Now, that would be a perfect scenario. It doesn't happen every time, but in a perfect world, if I was setting up a blog marketing or content marketing campaign, that would be what I would hope the end result would be from putting the time and resources into creating and maintaining a blog. Now, I think the question I get a lot is, how do you go from having nobody know about your blog or even that you exist into turning them into an email subscriber? And that is where the digital acquisition cycle, or DAC model, I say for short, comes in. And the DAC model is a visualization of how your blog fits into a digital marketing strategy. You can check it out by going to my website, blogyouwant.com/DAC or DAC. The DAC model is an infinite loop, or a figure eight loop, and I want you to try to visualize this in your mind. The left area of the loop represents the pre-acquisition phase, which represents the activities we need to engage, such as Google Ads, for example, to reach people who don't know you exist. If someone searches within your space on Google, now let's use this podcast as an example. If someone searches for blogging podcasts, I want to show them an ad to my podcast, especially since I don't rank organically for blogging podcasts on the first page, yet at least. If you think about it, what's great about Google Ads or search engine optimization in general is that it's contextual. So if someone is searching for blogging podcasts, they are likely in need or want what I have to offer to them. Now, during the pre-acquisition phase, prospective bloggers land on your site, read your content, and evaluate your call to action. At this point, if everything goes right, they will hopefully convert into a subscriber. Now, back to the DAC, or the figure eight infinite loop, for a second. The intersection of the infinite loop represents the conversion, where an unidentified reader now becomes a subscriber, where they can put their name and email address into a contact form that helps us then identify who they are as a person. Once we have their information and once we start sending them more content, we are now talking about the right half of the figure eight DAC model, which represents the remarketing side of the digital acquisition cycle, where we do what we can to convert our users again into the next phase of our campaign. So basically what we're doing, if you think of a figure eight, it's almost like a racetrack. We're sending them back around to make another conversion. So for example, we can send them a weekly newsletter with a call to action to join our product that I talked about a little bit earlier, or maybe that product is a course or a book or something like that. And we want to send our readers, our newsletter readers, back around to purchase our course and leverage this opportunity to showcase more content that builds our credibility and our influence among our readership. In order to get to this, into the remarketing level, we need to first get them to find us, and that is when Google Ads or Google Search Ads comes in to help users find your blog. So I hope that sort of summarizes how you would use the basic Google Ads or Google Text Ads to help people find your blog. So for example, you can use Google Ads to help supplement where you don't show for organic search results yet. So if you're getting started blogging, maybe you don't have a ton of content yet, that can be a great way to showcase what content you do have in the search results. So people who are looking for products and services of your need, you show up with the ad. Now, it can be a little tricky with blogging. You don't want to create an ad for every single post that you create. So think of opportunities where you can maybe bundle a couple of posts and turn that into a landing page where then you show ads based on the intent. So for example, let's say I have a landing page called How to Set Up a Blog, and then I'll show several podcast episodes that talk about setting up a blog. And that way it's a little more focused and I don't have to create an ad for each individual page. Rather, I create a landing page that showcases all the content that I have. And then I could use that ad campaign to drive traffic to those individual posts and or pages. Now, Here's a couple of tips for getting started with Google Ads today. The depth of the Google Ads platform is deep, and there are a lot of offerings and services that will try to sell you the next best thing. And there are a lot of actually service providers who will actually help you try to optimize your ads as well. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, but I would just be cautious when you're going to sign a contract or when you're going to pay for something that you don't necessarily know what and how it's actually going to work for you. My best advice to you is to start really small. Start with one text ad campaign for a search term that focuses on a few keywords that are ideal for your blog. Also, you may want to focus on longer tail keywords rather than what I call the golden keywords. So for example, let's say you're a travel blog and you want to advertise in the search term travel blog. Well, that is like what I would consider a golden keyword for you. Yes, if you were to rank there organically, that would be awesome. You'd get tons of traffic to your site. But for a lot of us, that may not necessarily be ideal because that also, if you're paying for ads, you're driving a lot of traffic to your website, but they may not necessarily be, it might not be traffic that's going to convert into an actual subscriber. Just because they're looking for a travel blog doesn't mean that you have what you're offering what they want. So for example, you might want to focus on search terms or paying for search terms that are a little bit more in line with your content. So let's say you might want to do travel blogging tips for Cambodia, because let's say you just recently were on a trip to Cambodia and you have lots of great content for that. So that would be a little bit longer tail search term, and it might not be as competitive. Therefore, the cost per click will be lower, and ultimately the context of the readers who are looking for these type of tips will be more in line with the content you have on your website. And try to use an example to expand out to the types of content that you create on your blog. Having your website optimized for conversions is a must. If you're going to do any type of paid ads or you're going to do any type of strategic online marketing, making sure when people land on your website that they easily know how to convert into your email newsletter or purchase the product that you're offering is definitely a must. And I recommend reaching out to me. I'm happy to help you sort of identify your conversions on your website, as well as check the user experience of how a user lands and then what do they do on your website. I will be sharing more on how to do this with the Blog You Want podcast. So be sure to subscribe and check for future episodes on how to optimize your blog's conversion strategy. But in the meantime, take some time, think about it, and before you spend any money drawing traffic to your website, you want to make sure that your blog is going to work in the best way for you to convert them into a user or convert them into a reader. Now, feel free to reach out to me, and I would be happy to give you some tips for building a stronger blog conversions. Another tip I highly recommend, and this is something that I try to do very often, especially with all the ad campaigns I'm running for myself and for clients, is to be sure to check your ads often. I literally go in there every day, or at least every couple days, to check them to make sure they're not going crazy or they're not going awry. You can set some sort of like barriers. For example, you can set how much you're willing to spend per day. Or a threshold in terms of how much you're willing to spend in total through your billing account. But ultimately, you can quickly, you're not watching things, and this actually happened to myself personally, if you're not watching things, you can easily spend $1,000 on something and not even know you were advertising. Just through various twerks and various little things that happen within the Google Ads platform. I highly recommend checking it often and keeping an eye on what's going on, because you never know, something can go crazy and before you know it, you spent a lot of money that you don't want. It happens to the best of us, but ultimately, also, you might be having some really positive results. You want to see why you're having such positive results. And then you can sometimes track back using various tools such as Google Analytics or Google Search Console. as well as tracking through your website and see, okay, we're driving more conversions, we're driving more subscribers. Now, what are the search terms in the Google Ads platform that we're getting, that we are getting these high conversions from? And that's also a great opportunity to see, okay, we are paying for search terms on, for example, travel blogging tips to Cambodia. Okay, we're getting a lot of high quality traffic for we're not spending a ton, but we're getting a lot of high quality traffic that's converting into subscribers. So from a content creation standpoint, then you should maybe look at creating more content in those particular keyword terms or those particular search terms to help get more organic results, so you don't have to pay so much for ads. And also keep in mind, you know, I always love to use the example of the pop aisle at the grocery store. So for example, if you go into the pop aisle, you'll likely see a couple of brands that dominate that space. Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Pepsi. And then if you really want like a Mr. Pip or something like that, you have to kind of really look for it, because Coke and Pepsi dominate the Coke aisle at the grocery store. You want to be Coke or Pepsi when it comes to search engine optimization. You want to make sure that when people search for your space or terms within your space, then you have ads showing, you have organic search terms showing, and ultimately you own your space. You want to be the first ad and the first listing if possible. If not, you know, you do the best that you can to get to where you want to be and to own your space. And look, you know, don't always fixate on like one particular term. Think of other terms that you could own. If you can't own travel blogging, then maybe look at other terms that you can own. Or if eventually maybe you need to pivot what you're doing a little bit and say, look, I can't really rank for this. Maybe it's time that I focus on creating more content surrounding a term that you can win in. Now, finally, if paid advertising doesn't seem right for you right now, that's totally okay. It is always a good idea to find a mentor and someone who can help you learn Google Ads. But if anything, just keep creating great content. This will work better for you. And the more organic search terms you reach, or the more free search terms, the better off you'll be in the long run. A lot of times, organic search terms come back to the user as being more credible than a paid ad. So be sure to always focus on creating more content. Don't fret about Google Ads, but what I want you to think of is as an opportunity if you're willing to spend some money in investing and you have that product set up. Be sure to listen here on the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, as I will be sharing more helpful tips for how to do it yourself with your blog marketing, and reach out to me if I can help you in any way get some one-on-one coaching from me. That's it for this quick tip episode. I'll be back next week with an interview, and looking forward to sharing more tips with you in the future. Okay, me again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you were able to pull some great nuggets of information you can use to help accelerate your blog marketing strategies. Look, this episode is brought to you by theblogyouwant.com/bloggingchallenge. If you are looking for a way to sort of kickstart your way back into blogging or start a blog from scratch, then head on over to blogyouwant.com and check out the blogging challenge. It's 7 days, and I walk you through each day an instructional email that you'll get from me with tips for writing and creating great content to help rock out an online marketing strategy. It's completely free, and let's think about it this way. It's 7 days. So that could be the first 7 days of your most creative year ever. So get on it, get started, and also be sure to check out our co-sponsor, contentacademy.com, and learn about an exciting career in content strategy. We're offering a 10-week applied content strategy course, which is a career-oriented course for getting started, offering content strategy services, and preparing for content strategy jobs. Be sure to check it out at contentacademy.com. Upcoming courses are starting soon. And as always, please, please, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play podcasts. And be sure to hit me up with any questions, or if you have any feedback for me, please email me at hello@blogyouwant.com. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.